When you think about accessible housing, what comes to mind first? For many people, it's structural pieces like ramps in place of stairs, grab bars in the bathroom, lower counters and cupboards, and other kinds of physical designs. I'll ask you to add all the structural and physical pieces together that you can think of, and then add a few more things. Blinking lights to alert someone when the doorbell rings. Management or office staff who can and will modify their communication will remind tenants when rent is due if they struggle to remember, and will go over any and all paperwork with the tenants whenever they need assistance reading, remembering, or understanding the information. Keeping common spaces straightforward to navigate, not moving stuff around without notice, and not blocking pathways. Respectful support staff in institutional settings who don't tease you, flirt with you, ask intrusive questions about your life or disability, or tell you that you just need too much help or talk too much. Opportunities every single day to make your own choices about what you do and when you do it, and have those choices respected. And places free from racist, classist, sexist, homophobic, trans-antagonistic, and anti-immigrant cruelty. Well, any cruelty. I can go on, but this is enough to start to broaden the concept of what makes accessible housing. We can't stop at what legislation says makes a space accessible. It's not just about getting into a building or assuming what someone needs to get into a building. It's about being welcomed and safe and being given access to what you need to know to maintain your housing.